Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I would jot down on your calendar that if you had a baby or you're going to have a baby, you should be receiving a $1,000 seed investment from the U.S. government next year in 2026.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I just wanted to give a shout out for anyone who is interested in being a guest. It is completely anonymous, so we'll let you choose a fake name and we will hide identifiable information so you can come on the show and share freely. It is a full hour to an hour and a half with me, Barbara, and we'll do a deep dive on your finances, where you're doing well, where maybe you're struggling, and come up with a game plan for how to reach your financial goals. To be a guest, you just need to put a submission in either on Instagram or on our website, www.futurerichpodcast.com. And you just need to be a female. As we've said before, this podcast is produced with Amy, Alex, and myself, so an all-female team. And our goal is to help improve financial education amongst women. So that is why we interview women about their finances. So if you're listening to this and you're interested in being a guest, please put in a submission on our website, www.futurerichpodcast.com, or send us a message on Instagram.
Hello, and welcome to Financials Podcast Future Rich. I'm your host, Barbara Ginty, and I'm also a CFP, which is a Certified Financial Planner. This episode is going to be especially important for those of you who had a child this year, or if you're pregnant. So if you had a child or you're pregnant, or do you have a friend or a relative who is currently pregnant or had recently had a child, you want to stop and send this episode to them now. I'm going to go over important information about the expansion of the 529 program and the creation of what we will call the Trump accounts that were recently signed into law with the OBBBA Act. So the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. So we'll abbreviate that OBBBA. So let's get started. First things first, it created the Trump accounts. This is going to be a tax advantage savings program. So what does that mean in English? What that means in English is the government is going to give you $1,000, no strings attached, for any child born between January 1st of 2025 and December 31st of 2028. So if you currently have a child this year, are pregnant and going to have a child this year, or are considering having a child, if it's within this time frame, you will receive $1,000 in a Trump account. And this is a completely new account that we've never had before. Maybe this will push you over the edge to have a child. No, I'm just kidding. But it will be $1,000. Now, for those born between January 1st through the end of this year, these accounts will not come into fruition until next year. So just keep that in mind. Now, the way it works is you, the parent, would create the account for your child. But if you do not create the account for your child, according to the act, an account will be created for the child based on the tax filing. That is why we most likely are not going to see these until, I believe it'll be July of 2026, because we have to see the tax returns and who claimed a child. And that's how they're going to do it. But you can also go in and create the account yourself. I will say, as somebody who works in personal finance, we still are pending more information because we have the concept, but the implementation is always very different. So if you were to call me today and say, I had a baby in January and I would like to open a Trump account for my child to receive the $1,000, that the seed money that the government's going to provide, I would tell you I will have to call you back and it won't be till next year. So we do still need some clarification, but let me tell you what we do know. One, it's for these dates, right? January 1st through December 31st of 2028. So back dates all the way through January 1st of this year. It is seeded with $1,000 from the government. If you do not set it up, according to the bill, it calls for the Treasury Department to create an account based on tax filing. In addition to the seed money, the account allows for up to $5,000 a year adjusted for inflation by various taxpayers. So that could include parents, guardians, relatives, and interestingly enough, employers. An employer can contribute up to $2,500 a year. That does count towards, as far as we know, that does count towards the $5,000 annual limit. These accounts will grow tax deferred. That means there's no taxes on them while they're growing, but contributions are not deductible. So I'm going to give you an example. The government gives you $1,000 and you say, as the mom, I would like to put in $1,000. You could absolutely do that, right? That's below the $5,000 limit, but you will not receive a deduction for doing that. So you will write a check and you will put it in the account, but it is not a Roth account. So I want to be very, very clear here. These accounts are going to work very similar to a non-deductible IRA. Your $1,000 will come out of the account at a future date. It will not be taxed again. All of the earnings will be taxed at ordinary income rates. So just like an IRA, the non-deductible component of it is the money you put in, or a grandparent puts in, or a relative will go in without a deduction, but you will be putting it in with an after-tax dollar. So that's important to understand how this is going to work. Earlier versions of the bill did say capital gains, but that's not what actually we have. It functions similar to a non-deductible IRA. Then the account ideally would grow, right? Seeded with $1,000 at 18, you could pull out what are called qualified distributions. Qualified distributions and what the penalties are, we do need more clarification on. But as of now, higher education, first-time home purchases, and small business expenses. If it is not a qualified expense, it would be a 10% penalty plus the taxes. The taxes you have either way. So I was hoping for a capital gains tax ramifications, then it wouldn't be tax deferred. Anything with capital gains pays taxes every year. So this will be tax deferred, and that can be very powerful to not pay taxes for 18 years, and then it would be taxed at ordinary income. There will be no penalty if it's qualified expense. One thing that I will say is, A, it's free money. I am not in a position where I would ever turn down $1,000. So I will also explain to you the difference between the Trump account and the 529, which has been was previously put in place, but they expanded it slightly with the OBBBA. So we'll go over what the differences are between the Trump account and the 529. The 529, with my personal opinion, is one of my favorite programs that the government's ever created. But the Trump account is free money. It grows tax deferred and can be used for different qualified expenses. And so if it were me, I would probably use both, and I would use the 529 a little bit more. The 529 also has a higher contribution limit, so therefore it allows for more money. Also with the Trump account, important to note that there are no withdrawals till 18, and it needs to be invested in a U.S. stock index, mutual fund, or ETF with low cost. So that is interesting. Now, since it works like a non-deductible IRA, there are no work requirements or income thresholds before 18, but it does appear that after the child turns 18, that these contributions need to follow the traditional IRA contribution rules. And that also means that they would be subject to RMD, which is required minimum distributions, when we get all the way out to the age of 75. So it's a long way to think about if you just had a baby. So we'll focus on what's available now and kind of the immediate gratification, which is the $3,000 tax deferral growth ability to add up to 5,000. And it can be any tax paying individual, grandparent, relative. And particularly interesting thing from my perspective is that potentially an employer can add up to 2,500. It counts towards your 5,000. So I think a very interesting concept. So if you had a child, I would mark down on your calendar. We expect this to come out next July, 2026, based on what I have here. And so mark your calendar down. Make sure you have your account created. If you have a financial advisor, I'd reach out to them. Not now, but maybe in a couple months when we get new legislation change. It takes a while for it to be read, digested, and for us to be given practical information on how do we open the accounts, how is it structured, and more of the details that aren't always in the initial legislation. And sometimes we need clarification, and that can take months. But I would jot down on your calendar that if you had a baby or you're going to have a baby, you should be receiving a $1,000 seed investment from the US government next year in 2026. So now let's talk about 529s, my personal favorite program. So a 529 is also a tax advantage plan, works very different than the Trump accounts. So 529s are authorized under federal law, but they are sponsored and administered by individual states. If you want a little fun fact, Virginia is the plan that has the most money and has over $100 billion in it as of December 31st, 2024. So these are very popular plans. What I will say is the pushback I often get on 529 is, well, I don't know if my child is going to go to college. I would imagine that when the child is born, you obviously have no idea if they're going to go to college. And so that can sometimes be a stumbling block for people. We have expanded the 529, and not in OBBBA, but previously it was expanded to allow for $35,000 or up to $35,000 to be moved into a Roth IRA for the benefit of the child. So from my perspective, the 529 is a tax advantage college savings program that can either be used for education, qualified education expenses, or can be used for retirement. So it serves two really good purposes, education or retirement. The Trump account is also tax advantage. There's no deduction, but it's tax advantage, meaning it grows tax-free. It comes out in ordinary income, and it's not exclusive to higher education. The 529 goes in with a deduction depending on your state. You have to check to see if you get a state deduction on it. Some states do, some states don't. It grows tax-free. And if it's used for a qualified expense, so the education or the Roth, there are no taxes, right? If it rolls into a Roth, there's no taxes. That grows tax deferred, and there's never taxes even when you go to retire, as long as it's 5 years and 59 and a half, also no taxes. If it's used for a qualified education expense, no taxes. That's a very big difference. Ordinary income, no taxes if you meet the qualifications. Interesting on the 529, I'm going to read this, but the 529 is allowed to be open for 30 years using the later date of either when the account was opened or 30 years from when the child graduates high school. Most people graduate high school between 17 and 19. And I say that because I was 17. I think my husband was 19. At this time, the child will need to use the money or transfer the account to another beneficiary to retain the tax deferral. Once you transfer, the clock starts over. For an example, the child could transfer it to their first cousin. This is where it gets really interesting, or his or her own child. So I find the 529 plan to be very flexible. So you could fund just one if you have more than one child. You can transfer it among siblings. And then, as I said, if it's not used for one of the qualified higher expenses, which we'll get to, that was expanded, it could be used up to $35,000 lifetime limit for a Roth IRA. When considering the 529, they look at the relationship to the child, not to the parent, to determine the eligibility of the transfer. If you transfer it, you do so to keep the account tax deferred and exempt for qualified expenses. And these new regulations of this Roth IRA aspect started January 1st of 2024. The overall limit is $35,000 per beneficiary for the 529 plan rollover contributions. Now, if your child decides to take the monies out for a non-qualified expense, there is a 10% penalty on the earnings in addition to taxes on the gains. So if it's used for qualified, it's tax-free. If it's not used for a qualified expense, you have 10% and then taxes. So something to consider when you're looking at the Trump account versus the 529. The expansion of the 529, the changes that were made with OBBBA, is it expanded to include testing fees like SAT, ACT exams, tutoring, educational therapies for students with disabilities, online educational materials, books and other instructional materials. and they increased the limit from 10,000 to 20,000 for K through 12. Now, this may require new legislation at the state level, because I said, while this is authorized under federal law, they are sponsored and administered at the state level. And so we have to make sure that the states align with this federal expansion of what a qualified expense is. The standard qualified expenses prior to this most recent change, vocational schools, trade schools, and then your traditional schools. And so really what I always say when talking about the 529 is it doesn't necessarily mean you go to a traditional university or college. You could go to a trade school. And so I think there's a lot of general qualified expenses you could use where this money could come out tax-free and be helpful to the child. And if it isn't going to be used by that child, it can be transferred or potentially used for their own child as long as you transfer it correctly. And then if nothing else, it's used for retirement. So I hope this was helpful. This is a short podcast, but very content dense. And so we are going to do a summary of what is the difference between the Trump account and the 529. And I would say my perfect world, if it were me, you get the free $1,000. Maybe you put a little bit of money in it, or you have the grandparents or relative fund it. You decide how much. And I would pair it also with the 529. The Trump account, as we talked about, could be used for different qualified expenses, like first-time home purchase or small business expenses. And the 529 would be for any sort of educational qualified expense, so vocational, trade, college or university. And if it's not used for that, then it goes towards retirement. And so then by using both of these accounts, you really have a lot of the things covered, is my take on it. A lot changed in this with this bill with OBBA. And so, but I just want to segment this out. This is specific for those of you who just had a child or are pregnant or planning on having a child. How will this impact you going forward? And when would you expect to get the money? And what is the difference? So your big takeaway here is it's a free $1,000 from the government with the Trump account. It will be starting. You'll be seeing the monies next year, but it's for any child born between January 1st of 2025 and December 31st of 2028. It is going to function like a non-deductible IRA, which means when the monies come out after 18, it will be taxed at ordinary income rates for qualified expenses. There will be no penalty. There will be a penalty of 10% if it's not qualified, plus taxes. 529 goes in with potentially a state tax deduction, grows tax deferred, and comes out tax-free if it is a qualified expense. So very different functioning accounts meant for different purposes, but both have their advantages. The biggest advantage on the Trump account is the $1,000, which is free money. So I hope this was helpful. If you found it helpful, I would appreciate it if you share it with a friend, especially somebody who will be affected by these changes and would like to be educated on the difference between the Trump account and the new expanded 529. So if you have any other questions, we are going to do a secondary one of this about some of the other changes, which are tax brackets, standard deduction increases, SALT tax, and then estate, federal estate limits. And I think those are the other big changes we'll talk about in our next episode. So next Friday, we'll have another one going over some more of the changes, but this is on for anyone having a baby. Okay, I hope everyone has a wonderful Friday and we'll see you next week. Time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.